Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It is 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lin, WHYY News in Philadelphia. The disease COVID-19 affects the lungs, but now doctors are realizing the effects can include other parts of the body, including the heart and the brain. WHYY's Alan Yu tells us more.
At Jefferson Health in Philadelphia, neurosurgeon Pascal Jabour treats stroke patients, people with blood clots blocking blood flow to their brains. These are urgent cases that get flown in by helicopter. He has very little time to go into the patient's blood vessels to try and reverse the clot.
Usually when a stroke comes in, we go in quickly, open the vessel. In general, they do well.
For the past few weeks, some of those stroke patients came in with COVID-19. Others turn out to be positive after being tested. Those do not always end well. Jabour has studied the overlap between strokes and COVID-19 for a journal article that is under review. Of the 12 patients in the study, half died. He worked with a team from New York and found that around 30-40% of people coming into hospitals with stroke also have COVID-19. Jabour and other doctors say COVID-19 is causing a lot of abnormal blood clots around the brain, heart, and blood vessels in general. This is such a big problem that medical staff at Jefferson are thinking about preemptively starting COVID-19 patients on blood thinners. Alan Yu, WHYY News.